You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Back to the phone in a moment, but we just heard about Trey Turner yesterday and the awesomeness. Let's hear that and more. A montage of last night's yesterday's awesome Phillies win.
We're gonna need a montage. Ooh, it takes a montage.
Come on, hit deep down the right field line, and that ball is gone. Into the lower seats, just over the railing, down the right field line, and Max Kepler. Well, the home run is 13th of the season, and the Phillies now lead it 3-1.
The 0-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. There's number 12 for Jesus Luzardo.
Grounded pass, Suarez, into left field, a base hit. Marsh will come home and score. Bader is around to third, and Bryson Stott with his third hit of the day, and it's now 4-2 Phillies. Swinging a ground ball, right side, it's through. Onto the glove of Naylor, in to score is Stott. Here comes Turner, the throw, gets by at the plate. Both runners score. Phillies lead it 7-2 as Schwarber takes second on the overthrow.
Swinging a tapper towards the middle of the infield. Young backhand, the throw to first, not in time. It's a five-hit game for Trey Turner. 9-2 Phillies. Swung on, hit high and deep, right field. And that is gone. Just cleared over the railing, first row. And Kyle Schwarber with home run number 45 puts an exclamation point on a series sweep for the Phillies. It's 11-2. It's a five RBI game for the major league leader.
It's hit sharply, but right at second. Stott has it. Fires to first, and the sweep is complete. Their fourth win in a row, 11-2 the final as the Phillies take all three from Seattle.
And just in dominant fashion, the bats get going, the best series of the season. Ben, would you agree with that? You think it was the best series of the season for the Bills?
It was the best series in the last 5 years.
Whoa!
Yeah.
They did everything right. That is a statement right there.
They did everything right. I mean, everything. They pitched it. They caught it. They ran the bases like wizards. And obviously, they hit it. It was just remarkable to watch them play those three games.
So how much do you think, because we've talked a lot about the galvanizing force of the Wheeler injury and all that. I get in the moment, like this just happened. They're feeling it. There's all this emotion and stuff. How can they sustain this? How can they take this weekend, this moment, and prolong it so that it can carry them for the 2.5 months it would need to?
I think they can not try and make it better. It's like, I just hit a ball 450 feet. Next at bat, I'm going to go hit one 475. No, that 450 was good enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they just played really fundamental baseball, but they did it in such a fashion. They had 15 strikeouts over three games. That's it.
Yeah.
They had 15 strikeouts.
Yeah. 21-hit game, a 19-hit game.
But they struck out 45, and they had 48 hits in those three games.
Yeah.
They only have 15 strikeouts. The approach was, I played in Seattle with Danny Wilson, the manager for Seattle.
For the Seattle, yeah.
I played with him. He was my locker partner
Not
for three
Buzz
years.
From WIP. No. Different Dan Wilson.
Correct.
Yes, yes.
And I went in and talked to Danny yesterday before the game for about 45 minutes. And he was so impressed with the approach, the two-strike approach. And that is something we have not seen out of the Phillies. At times we have. We saw it in the recent road trip when they went to Texas. And then they went to Cincinnati. It was completely different. So I think they have what they see now is, I think it's sustainable in the fact that they don't have to make it any better. They realize what they have and what they're built for and that their time is now. And I think this whole Wheeler thing has kind of galvanized them and said, you know what, we're just human beings. That's all we are. But we get to play baseball at the highest level in a great city in front of the best fan base. And I think they kind of took that and ran with it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. I'm with you. And I do think, like we talked about before, John, that a galvanizing force, any sort of thing like this could be one. But Ben made an interesting point before about like stepping back and thinking about life and thinking about where these guys are in their careers and all that. And I think the specific injury to Wheeler, it being something that is, you know, bigger than baseball, I do think that that might even have a more profound impact than if it was just, oh, we lost. I mean, losing Wheeler is going to have an impact, but yes. I think that the way they lost Wheeler might be more profound because of what it makes them step back and think. You know what I mean?
I think when they step back now, they're playing like it could be taken away from them. And that's what they see in Zach Wheeler. And so it's that much more palpable and real in their experience. They didn't have to experience it themselves, but this guy that they love, the best pitcher, their leader, their guy who always has an answer, you know, when we need him.
Yeah.
He's not able to do this thing anymore, and he might not. But no one knows.
No one knows. Yeah, and that's such a good point. I think that uncertainty has to add to all of it. And again, I think it's much John, I think that's such a good point of way of putting it, of they feel like it could be taken away from them at any moment. I think you feel that more when it's a blood clot out of nowhere than like, oh, he tore his you know, he's got to have Tommy John. Like, because they're desensitized to that. Like, yeah, you use the guy for the year, but it's like, oh, we understand that. That happens to everybody. Like, I get it. This is something that feels so out of nowhere and so unexpected that I would think it hits harder in that way.
It's like this guy loves doing what he does for a living, but now he can't do it. But yet we still get to do it. So let's go out and make the most of it.
Totally. Right. Totally. Yeah. It's fascinating.
No doubt. Right.
Yeah. 215-592-9494 to chime in on all of it. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jordan in Princeton. What up, Jordan?
What a great day at Citizens Bank Park yesterday. In addition to a beautiful Phillies performance, it was not 98 degrees. I did not get caught on the broadcast and outed to my coworkers for seeing a baseball
Good
game.
Job, buddy. Good job.
So, yeah, that happened a couple of times this year. I can't say enough about how energized I feel after watching that game in person. I mean, pick any part of the team that you want to applaud. The approach at the plate showed discipline that I feel like I haven't seen, to Ben Davis's point, in 5 years. These were quality at-bats from everybody. No one's chasing.
Why were they doing it 5 years ago?
I don't think they were.
It's probably longer than 5 years.
we didn't see this since the 08-09 team.
Yeah.
And the feeling when these guys are...
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your Fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Stepping up into the box, it's they're looking to outdo each other. They're not even worried about Seattle. They're just worried about who's going to get more RBIs in this game than the next guy. And you could feel it sitting right by the dugout. Incredible energy coming from the dugout. I watched Kevin Long bear hug Harrison Bader and lift him off the ground while laughing. Like, that is what I want to see out of a team right now. That's how I want to see these guys coming together.
I've always believed in the hitting is contagious thing. Like, I just believe that. Like, I do think that you want, like, when guys are hitting, everyone else hits. Like, I know it's like an ineffable thing. Like, there's not
a thing,
but it's real. Like, yeah. My whole life playing baseball, when I played it, when I watched it, like, I've always believed hitting is contagious. Like,
I agree.
I think it's true.
How about throwing strikes is contagious? We had three starters and not our prime starters each throw double-digit strikes in this series. You know, I would always say, I've said on the show this week, you can get two or three things. Starting pitching, your bullpen, and your offense. We actually put all three together when all of and stuff, either recently or just a couple of months ago. There was one thing that I did see yesterday that was hugely concerning, and that was Nick Castellanos' body language in the dugout.
That's interesting.
I have never seen a guy more miserable walking into the clubhouse after a sweep where you hit 45 times in three games. It looked like somebody peed in his cornflakes.
Well, Rob Thompson kind of did, I guess, right? Like, you know, he's sitting games. He's not playing. Like, we saw how mad Nick got when he got pulled out of a game as a defensive replacement in the ninth inning of a game, and it led to a blow up and him getting sat benched for a game and all that. This is him sitting games. Like, you're not in the lineup today, pal. Take a seat. I'm not surprised by it. I think it's the right decision. Jordan, we're not there. That's something when you're in the ballpark, you can see body language and how someone is in the dugout a lot better and stuff. But that is super concerning to me. Like, I don't like the idea of Nick Castellanos pouting. Like, grow up, dude.
No, he looked like a problem yesterday. And I'm a fan of his. And when he's on, he's on. And he made some of the most consequential catches in recent Phillies memory to keep us alive in the playoffs. But I got to tell you, this platoon thing is not going to work for a guy like Nick Castellanos. They either got to play him or sit him, but that's going to be a growing problem.
Yeah,
in the
no, it's going to be fascinating.
In my opinion.
And he's a big part of that clubhouse. All right, Jordan, you got an answer for us?
I don't know if your daughter has seen this. It's an older movie at this point, but when I was a kid, Babe, That'll Do Pig.
Ah, That'll Do Pig. Good answer. That's funny. So my daughter's not seen it, but we say That'll Do Pig in our house 50 times a week. Like, in every situation, my wife and I was like, That'll Do Pig. You know, so that is a...
Put some pork on your fork.
There you go. Well, I was, you know, wow, I would not go from talking about Babe to eating Babe, but sure, we can go that way.
Why don't you ask Ben about Bambi?
Right, I know, yeah.
I used to think we were going to eat my dog when died. When I was a little kid, I remember thinking that's just what you did.
Oh,
like,
no.
We went out, my dad went out and he killed pheasants and we would eat them. He would go kill deer and we would eat them.
I get it.
I really did. Yeah. I thought that it was a logical step.
That must have been a really terrifying thing to
Nikki,
believe as a child.
The Brittany Spaniel died that we would eat her too.
Oh no.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I was a little kid.
Jesus Christmas.
And then she passed away And I wasn't sure if we ate her.
Oh, my
and
God, then, John.
And then, this is unbelievable.
Don't we have a break soon?
Hey, think about this.
Please go to break, James.
We would go, to my Uncle Kirby's farm, and we would pick out a steer, and he would slaughter it for us, and we would eat that steer that whole year, you know, from the basement freezer. So then I just thought Sammy, the chocolate lab...
Chocolate,
you know,
being the operative word.
The
there.
Chocolate that was going to be on the menu when
like
she passed away.
You that,
I can't.
Whoa, I'd like to remind you that your fact this morning was that cows have best friends.
That's true. Rhea, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Young John Ritchie, weird kid.
Yeah. I mean, how many paint chips did you eat?
215-592-9494.
You're living off the land.
To dog Phillies, Eagles, or John's childhood, if you want to call in and comment on that. We'll take those calls. 215-592. Now, if there is someone else out there who thought that you ate dogs, I'm dying.
Please don't call.
I want to know if John...
I don't know if there is.
Because that's the point. I think it is possible that John is the only person in human history who has thought this way, so I'm intrigued to know if there's another one.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.